live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. I'm going to get right to our next guest because I'm pulling him away from a family dinner, and he's so generous with his time. Joining me on the phone now, John Shinsky. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for joining me. A lot of folks in the area know your name, know your smiling face, a former MSU football player, educator in the Lansing schools for some 30 years, and associate professor and department chair of educational leadership at Grand Valley State University. That's your pedigree. But what I want to talk to you tonight about, of course, is the orphanage. And let me start with, it's called the City of Children in Matamoros, Mexico. Did I pronounce that right, John?
That's correct. The City of Children, Matamoros, Mexico.
See, I knew there was an accent. There was a spin on that I wasn't going to get. Now, I'm going to go back to and start, if you don't mind, with a promise you made yourself and some articles. You made a promise to yourself some 30 years ago as a football player at MSU. What was that promise?
Well, the promise actually took place once I decided not to play professional football.
Okay.
And I went back to the orphanage that I was in Parma, Ohio, called Parmadale. And once I had an opportunity to see the children in that orphanage, I knew how blessed I was to be able to go to Michigan State and be able to play football and to get an education. So when I left that orphanage, I said at that time, someday I'm going to build a home for kids. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I'm going to do it. And that's really when the dream and the commitment began.
And why? And that was so important to you. You said because of the orphanage that you came from. You realized there was a need, and you had been lucky to have your life turn out like it did, and you wanted to make sure that happened for others.
Well, I have to tell you, I realized once I was at that orphanage of what I was really experiencing at Michigan State. I mean, this is a first-class, top-notch university. It has fantastic people. It has a culture and a commitment as a university to serving other people. That's one of the reasons why I was able to go there. There were a lot of individuals who came from all different walks of life, and they were given an opportunity at Michigan State. And I realized that I was able to be part of Michigan State because of the culture and the commitment of what Michigan State is all about. And I wanted to be able to share that with other children. And when I saw the children at that orphanage, I recognized the fact of what they could be and who they could become as opposed to who they were at that time. You know, these are just like our children at the orphanage right now, abandoned, neglected, in deplorable poverty. I have a 12-year-old girl who's never been in school. And regardless of those conditions, based on the experiences I had at Michigan State, I believe those kids can be successful regardless of where they've come from.
Well, because people believed in you to help you as well.
And that's true. And I believe in them.
Absolutely. So tell us what this promise turned into and why in Matamoros, Mexico?
Well, I was just, providing services and supporting people and being part of communities all over the place. I mean, it was with Special Olympics, Camp Highfield, St. Vincent's Home. I did all kinds of things to be able to serve the community. And I happened to be flying on a plane down to Brownsville, Texas, when I was doing some consulting and education. I sat next to a young man who was at spring break in Matamoros, Mexico. And I said, what are you doing? He says, oh, I was working down here in an orphanage. He said, it's awful. It has rats and all kinds of things. And I said, well, why don't you send me something on it? He did. When I received the information, I went back and visited the orphanage. And I asked the people, I said, what can I do to help you? And at that point, I thought they were going to say food and clothing. And they said, we need a new orphanage. And as soon as I heard that, I knew that was... that was the calling. I had no idea of where it would be, who it would be for, or what I was going to be doing. That was the calling, and that's where I put my energies.
Now, most people, if they heard we need a new orphanage, that would back them up, and they'd say, well, I'll give you some money, but I can't help. But not you.
Well, no, and that, as you indicated before, that was kind of part of my DNA, is that, that is a commitment of what I wanted to do. And when I heard that, I saw it as an opportunity. You know, it's something I dreamt about. It's something I thought about. I didn't exactly know what it would look like or how it would happen, but I knew that I had the ability to make it happen. And with the support of the people that I've had from this community and the Michigan State community and the Kelly Deans and the Coach Perlises and the Coach Bullas and so many people from this community, I've been blessed to be able to build my family in this community, and that family has responded unbelievably in being able to support this orphanage. So on one hand, you know, I happen to be the spokesperson. My wife, Cindy, is an exceptional part of this too, but I am blessed to be able to be the spokesperson. But the only way that I've been able to do this project is with the support of so many people, and particularly from this community. And our children, we have 38 children. In 1 year, we've gone from 9 children to 38 children. And I'll be down there in another week, because Cindy and I will be down there in another week to see the children. And they are so beautiful. And their eyes glow thinking of the opportunities that they're getting and the possibilities for the future and the support and love they're getting from so many different people.
I was privileged to be able to meet some of them at the MSU homecoming parade. Several of them were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had all kinds of guests. One thing we've been blessed with too is that we've collaborated with two organizations, international organizations. One is NPH International, Nuestros Pequeños Hermanos, and they're one of the largest orphanage organizations in the world. And they have orphanages in 9 countries, and they have 3 orphanages in Mexico. And we've partnered with them right now, so we're the 4th orphanage in Mexico that we're working with them, and we actually have former orphans running our orphanage. So they have orphans that they bring to the United States to be able to perform and to help people see how these young people can grow. And a great thing about this, too, is they have a commitment to education, of which Cindy and I are extremely committed to. And every one of the orphans, when they turn 18, they have to give back a year of service in Mexico to another orphanage. And then after that 1 year of service, if they choose, they can choose to do 2 years of service. And if they do that 2 years, they get their college education paid for in Monterrey, Mexico.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah. So the cost of college isn't the same as here, but at the same time, when they leave there, they have a college degree. And that, to me, is the key to the future. It's the key that allowed me to become successful. It's the key that allowed me to become independent. And to be able to have the opportunity to get the kind of quality education that you get at Michigan State, and what that means in the business and the international community is unbelievable. Michigan State has been a blessing ever since we had the privilege to come here and be part of it as a football player and in the education program.
Well, how can people in the community, the MSU community, the greater Lansing area, your community, John, your and Cindy's community, how can we help, or where can we go to help?
I think there's several things that people can do to help. One thing is to go to the website, and it's very simple. It's just www.shinskyorphanage.org. And you can see a lot of things there, such as, you know, being able to see the whole process of building the orphanage and the buildings and so on, and what the mission and vision is of it. In addition to that, they can see the bike ride that we took and see. They can sponsor a child. There's all different kinds of things people can do. And I think one thing at one side of the continuum is just to get a chance to know it and be able to talk about it and to share the story is a positive. On the other hand, people can go all the way to donating and or sponsoring a child. You can sponsor a child for $1 a day, $30 a month. You get to know that child. And even if you want, you can go down there and be able to meet the child. We have a lot of people in our community have sponsored the children. One in particular, David Ike, who mm-hmm. ended up sponsoring one of our little girls, Juanita, and he just took the time to go down there and meet her, and it's just a phenomenal experience to get a chance to see the children and to see what you're contributing to. And the wonderful thing about this, too, you're not just contributing with a lot of overhead and so on. 100% of the donations that are given go directly to the children. And one of the ways we do that is because Cindy and I contribute, in a lot of different ways. So when people give and they're given for the children, we ensure that it gets to those children. So There's a lot of different ways people can help.
Very good. Well, John, the whole story is amazing and inspirational. And as a member of the community, I thank you for what you've done and look forward to supporting you. I know you and Cindy are heading to the Capital One Bowl tomorrow. Go Spartans.
That's correct. We're going down there tomorrow, and then we're going right from there to the orphanage to celebrate the Day of the Kings with the children, and that's really like their Christmas.
Oh, I love that. So I want to just say Happy New Year to you and Cindy, and all the best to you, my friend, and happy birthday. I believe it's to your father, the dinner we pulled you away from.
Oh, it's my wife's father.
Oh, very good.
It's
father-in-law.
My father-in-law. So, thank you very much, and I wish you a Happy New Year, too, and to the greater Lansing community, to these wonderful people that have made 2010 a great year for the orphanage. Going from 9 children to 38 has been truly a blessing. So
very
I wish
good.
The very best for our entire community.
Thank you so much, John, and safe travels to you and Cindy. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.